The Orange Glow. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's been good. It's been good. A lot of dry weather and a lot of wet weather on it, but it's come out exceptionally well.
Tennessee's pumpkin crop has turned out pretty good this year, considering all the different weather challenges throughout the season. Grady Swafford of Bledsoe County is harvesting his 44th crop.
Just probably a lot of experience in doing it. I enjoy seeing different colors and different types of stuff grow.
Grady Swafford says he cut back on his acres of pumpkins in recent years, but still has some 30 acres where he's raised over 60 different varieties this year.
It's all kind of gourds. It's all kind of mini-sized pumpkins, pie pumpkins, jack-o'-lantern type, the oddity stuff, the fairy tale, Cinderella's, Long Island cheese, the white pumpkins, you just have to see it to believe it, really.
For many years, Swafford has sold his pumpkins wholesale, just like many other growers have in Bledsoe County, where it's been known as the pumpkin capital of the world.
Yeah, used to be known as the pumpkin capital of the world, as it's probably more acres grown in Bledsoe and Ray County than any other part of the country.
Why is that? Is it because of that climate up there on the mountain, or what?
I suppose that was a lot to do with it, and probably the nature of the soil, too. It really grow good pumpkins at that.
Now, Grady Swafford is now marketing all of his pumpkins at the Nashville Farmers Market. And all across the state, growers are reporting a good year for pumpkins. According to the Department of Agriculture, there are about 2,000 acres of pumpkins raised in Tennessee. And you can download the free Pick Tennessee Products mobile app that allows users to find local farms and farmers markets that are nearby. And there are all types of agritourism stops listed, including where to find all those pumpkins. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.